What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial
from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, I believe I heard you ask here, what's the ETA on the bird? This may be an obvious question, but would you explain to the jury what you're referring to when you're asking about the bird?
About how long the helicopter air flight was going to take to get there.
Okay, thank you.
Or not. your eyes for me? Yep, there. You guys, you step over there for us, okay? Can I have you guys get over there for us? We're going to have to gather everybody up, get everybody's names, everybody who's on scene, okay?
Can you explain to us a little bit about what you're doing here?
Trying to stay busy, trying to organize and think ahead of what we're going to need. Telling people that are just, obviously, that we're there to corral in one area, to wait for the next steps.
Okay, thank you. Asking these folks for their IDs?
Because it was apparent they were in there when I got there, and they were still in there when I went back in. They could have been possible witnesses and people I need to, or not myself, but people who need to be talked to.
Okay, thank you.
Outside, wait for the investigators to get here. Okay? Cool. And who's the props guy?
Who's in charge of the props? She has green and purple hair. You can't miss it.
Okay.
All right. You hear them mention the props guy being a female with green and purple hair?
Yes.
Okay. Were you able to identify who that was?
Not me personally, no.
Okay.
Not at the time.
Okay. Thank you.
I was here when it happened.
You were here when it happened?
Yes, sir.
Who else was here when it happened?
The camera operator.
It's in his front pocket.
How many people do you think were in here when it happened?
Three, maybe four.
Four?
Okay.
So two more other than you two?
Reed, as soon as I see him, he's the camera operator.
Reed, yes, sir. Okay, who else?
Reed Russell was here. The actor on set that pulled the trigger?
Alec Baldwin?
Yes, sir.
Where's he at? Alec, can you help me find him?
Yes, sir.
Right here on the cell phone with the cowboy.
Okay.
How's it going, sir? So my understanding, you were in the room when the lady, when someone was
holding the gun, yeah.
Okay, alrighty.
What do you need?
Well, I know your name, so
Call you back, okay?
Let me give a...
All right, you indicated you already knew what his name was. Who, can you identify this man for us?
Alec Baldwin.
Thank you.
I want you to hang out, okay?
Whatever you want to.
Yes, sir. All right, give me just a sec.
All right. Thankfully, that's where the video ends. At least the portion we're going to watch today. So after you spoke to Mr. Baldwin, what did you do next?
I believe one of the people I named in my report, I can't remember which, who was able to give me names and people who were in the room during the incident. And I did my best to find those individuals and kind of corral them all into one area with the resources we had.
Okay. Talk about that a little bit. What resources did you have on hand at this point in time?
At this point in time, there was only three deputies, to include myself, a lieutenant, and a corporal.
Okay. And approximately how many people were you needing to corral?
At that time, it was unknown, but there was... the numbers were not in our favor. So, a couple hundred people were there, total on the whole scene.
Okay. And do you have an approximation of how many you ended up kind of corralling off?
I think maybe 10 without looking at the report. But.
Okay. Once you had the folks corralled, what were your next steps?
As more resources got there, we just... just trying to figure out where they're going to take all these people, how we're going to get them there, where they're going to start conducting interviews, because we're out in the middle of nowhere, essentially.
Okay. And was that pretty much conclude your involvement that day, once you had everybody corralled?
Yeah, just the rest of my involvement was keeping people corralled and then staying with people as they were changed out to be interviewed, and ultimately was in a... one of the trailers.
Okay. Okay. We'll pass the witness, Your Honor.
Cross exam.
You want to pull
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course. There you go.
Good afternoon, sir.
How long had you been working as a law enforcement officer when this happened?
Going on 4 years.
4 years. Had you ever been to a homicide scene before?
Nothing as complex as that one, no.
Okay. And you've received some additional law enforcement training since this incident, after you went to work at the Santa Fe Police Department, right?
Yes.
Would you agree with me that a primary goal for you as the first responding investigator would be to identify and preserve evidence?
I would have to disagree.
Okay. Explain your disagreement, please.
My primary role is life before evidence, to preserve life and then investigate and preserve evidence.
Okay. And we saw you helping with that. Thank you for your efforts there. After that was done, what steps, if any, did you take to identify and preserve evidence?
What limited capabilities I had at the time, judging that it was only three of us on scene, tried to gather information as to who was in there and keep them all in one area.
Okay. And you would agree with me that in the initial stages of a criminal investigation, it's important to identify and preserve evidence.
Yes.
Okay. And we heard on your lapel video, as life-saving efforts for Ms. Hutchins were being made, that your lieutenant very loudly declared that this is a crime scene.
Yes.
You heard that, right? So at that time...
You need to say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. So at that time, you guys are... should be thinking also about identifying and preserving evidence, right?
To a point, yes.
Okay. Now, would you also agree with me that it is important to identify witnesses to a crime or potential crimes and take steps to preserve the value of their testimony?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the ways that you do that is by avoiding what's called witness taint. Would you agree with that?
If you're referring to separating the witnesses, yes.
Okay. And that's one way that you make sure the witness's memory and perception of the event doesn't become influenced by someone else's, right? You can
yes.
make sure that they're not able to talk to anyone else.
Yes.
Okay. And as part of your training and investigations, you're aware that taint can sometimes be accidental or incidental. People are sharing their recollections about an event. Have you been taught that?
Yes.
Have you also been taught that sometimes witness taint can be purposeful? For instance, if people were to talk and say, okay, we're going to get details X, Y, and Z correct. And I'm not talking about this case in particular, just in general, your training. Have you been taught that?
It's a possibility.
Okay. You've been instructed that it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why it's important to separate witnesses so that can't happen.
Yes.
Okay. So, in your testimony, you indicated that you were corralling the witnesses. What exactly does that mean?
With limited space and area where it happened, I was trying to keep everybody in one area. It was a one building surrounded by a bunch of movie set equipment. We're very limited on back seats. There's only three units there. So.
Okay. You didn't corral them in the church, did you?
No.
Okay. It looked like there's a lot of open space there. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Could you have told the people just to go stand, you know, somewhere under some shade apart from one another?
I did have them stand in the shade, which was where they were at.
I guess what I'm getting at is, why didn't you have them separate? Why do you have them stay together?
Again, there's only three officers on scene at that time. I'm trying to keep them all in my sight and in close proximity.
Okay. Did you tell them not to speak to one another?
I did ask them several times to stop talking. And
okay. Did you hear that on the video that we just watched?
No, that video is redacted. It doesn't show the whole length of the body camera.
Okay. Did you identify who all was in the church?
To my recollection from the report I did.
Okay.
Based off of the script writer who's in charge of, like, who's in the room, like, camera-wise and actor-wise.
All right. What individuals were inside the church when the shooting happened?
My memory's not that great to name everybody individually.
Officer, you read a report in this case, right?
Yes.
Would looking at your report refresh your recollection as to who was in the church?
Yes.
All right, I've provided you a copy of your report. Let me know if that refreshes your recollection.
Yeah, I'm reading 12 different names. But
All right, who all was in the church?
I'm going to butcher these names, but Sergio Cinto, labeled as a chief lighting technician. Duran Curtin as a costume. Ross, I don't want to say the last name, but I guess his title would be Dolly Grip. Mamie Mitchell, which script supervisor. Matthew Himmer, assistant chief lighting technician. Joseph Zelo, key rigging. David Halls, first assistant director. Reese Price, key grip. Thomas Gaddy, special effects coordinator. Roman Gaddy, special effects key. Lucas Husak, special effects technician. And Alec Baldwin, actor.
Thanks. Judge, can I retrieve mine?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
If you need to look at the report again, let me know.
Okay.
All right. I heard on the lapel video, initially you were told 3 or 4 people were in the church.
Yes.
All right. After hearing that, what did you do?
Tried to figure out who exactly was in the church by asking several different people and eventually ending up with that list.
Okay. And you ultimately crowd all those individuals together?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your testimony that there was no other way to have them situated, that they had to be together?
No other way, but that was the way that was they were placed.
Okay. And would you agree with me that ideally that should not have happened in this case?
I mean, if you're Monday morning quarterbacking it, ideally we'd be able to place handcuffs on everybody and separate them individually in each car. But with the limited resources and
all right. Do you recall giving a pretrial interview in this case?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in your interview, you mentioned the benefit of hindsight. You kind of approached that topic, talking about Monday morning quarterbacking. Looking at the case now, with benefit of hindsight and your additional training, is there anything else you would do? Is there anything you would do differently?
There's quite a few things I would have done differently.
What things would you have done differently?
Separated everybody further apart. Attempted to get everybody's disposable cuffs, collect phones, stuff like that.
Okay. And you actually told my investigator you do the scene completely differently.
Yes.
All right. And is one of the reasons you would do that differently is that you're now aware of the valuable evidence that can be found on cell phones?
One of the reasons would be the more training that I've received and experience.
Okay. When you approached Mr. Baldwin, was he on his phone?
Yes.
All right. After you spoke with him, did you tell him to stay off of his phone?
I believe so.
Okay.
Not in that video, no. But
did you take his phone from him?
No, I did not.
Why didn't you take his phone?
During that portion of my career, I wasn't I guess knowledgeable in the fact of what cell phones provided and the availability to detain and secure people's cell phone devices.
Okay. Aside from the witnesses speaking to one another, was there anything else that was happening on this movie set that could have affected what they told investigators later about what they saw?
I'm not too sure. Could you rephrase that?
Yeah. As we sit here today, and having looked at your video, and hopefully having done some prep for this trial, is there any other thing that you can think of, aside from the witnesses being corralled together, that could affect the statements that they gave to investigators?
Other than being placed apart and separate, I don't think.
Okay. Do you recall an attorney who was present at this movie set?
I do remember somebody claiming to be an attorney for the movie set. I don't remember her name.
And she specifically identified herself as an attorney for the production company?
Yes.
All right. And what was she telling people?
I can't remember at the time.
Judge, it goes to, do you want to argue here or approach?
It doesn't matter, whichever you all are more comfortable with.
Judge, it goes to the effect on the listener and what he did, and it's highly relevant, but it's not offered literally for the truth of the matter asserted.
Well, I'd have to see what it is. Approach.
What was the attorney on the movie set doing?
Speaking to people who were potentially involved or asking them what they seen, I believe. I didn't really hear all the conversations she was having.
Okay. Have you ever been to a crime scene where an attorney shows up and starts talking to witnesses before the police do?
No.
Okay. And would you agree with me that talking to a legal representative of some entity, in this case the movie production, could that have affected the statements that the witnesses gave later to police?
There's a possibility of it, yes.
Okay. Why did you not take steps to stop that from happening?
Because I wasn't the one investigating them individually, right, reading them the Miranda rights at the time.
Were you aware that this was a problem at the time as you observed it?
Not at the time, no.
It's something you've become aware of by virtue of your training now?
Yes.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, officer. Do you need a warrant to search a phone?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And did you have a warrant on this day?
Judge, objection. I talked about seizing the phone, not searching it. Those are very different concepts.
I can rephrase.
Okay.
Did you have a warrant to seize the phone?
No, I did not have a warrant to seize the phone.
Okay, and was it your job to get a warrant?
Not at that time, no.
Okay. Have you ever been to a crime scene with 200 witnesses before?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been to a crime scene that was on a movie set before?
No.
All right. Nothing further.
All right, thank you. This witness is excused. Next witness. Thank you, sir.
The next witness the state calls is Tim Benavides. He should be on his way in. Chef?
Do you swear affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I
do. All right, thank you. Have a seat, talking to the microphone.
Give us just one second. When we switched computers, get that. Thank you. Sir, how are you currently employed?
I am not.
Congratulations. Why are you not employed?
I retired from the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office in July.
In July, okay. And how are you employed on October 21st of 2021?
I was a lieutenant with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, day shift commander.
Give us an idea of your background and experience in terms of your law enforcement experience.
I did 20 years with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, going through the ranks from deputy to lieutenant.
How many years?
20 years.
And did you have any law enforcement experience before going to the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department?
I did not.
Okay. And how did you become involved in the incident on October 21st, 2021 at Bonanza Creek Ranch?
I was a day shift commander. We had gotten dispatched to the Bonanza Creek Ranch.
What did you think you were being dispatched to?
Dispatch advised that there was an accidental shooting with a prop gun.
And what did you do when you received that information?
Due to the nature of the call, I activated my lights and sirens, and I proceeded to the movie ranch.
And tell us what you saw when you arrived. What was going on? Describe the scene to us.
Coming upon the movie ranch, there is security. The movie ranch is quite large. One of the security guards at the time told us that to follow him in because it was quite large, the movie set. As soon as we got to the movie set itself, it was chaos. There was people everywhere. Deputy LaFleur was already on scene. I didn't know where he was, and I was being directed to the makeshift church.
And sir, did you also have a body-worn camera?
Yes, I did.
And did you run your body-worn camera?
From the time I activated my lights to head to the movie ranch, it was activated.
So, is there a fair portion of your body-worn camera that is you driving your car?
Yes, there is. I was on the other side of the county, of Santa Fe County, when the call came in. So it took me, I believe, 16 minutes to get to the call.
And after you arrived on scene, did you make contact with anyone?
With the security guard. And then myself and the corporal at the time, Corporal Alderete, we made contact at the church.
And was Corporal Alderete there before you?
I believe me and him went in at the same time.
So prior to you and Corporal Alderete arriving, was it just Deputy LaFleur?
Yes, it was.
So was there a way to effectively separate the witnesses at that point in time?
There was not, with three deputies on scene. We were trying to, at the time, find out how the victims were in the church. And fire personnel was telling us for help to land the helicopter. So there was no way at the time. We were trying to corral everybody and keep everybody corralled as much as possible to as witnesses.
Was one of the primary focuses helping the injured people?
That was our main focus. As soon as we found out that we had enough fire personnel working on the victims, our next thing is to find out where the gun's at.
And is that what you tried to do?
Yes.
Sir, have you had an opportunity to review the footage from your body-worn camera recently?
Yes, I have.
And I would like to move for the admission of State's Exhibit 2.
No objection.
And permission to publish.
State's 2 is admitted. You may publish.
And we are going to start this video at 16 minutes and 5 seconds so that we don't spend 16 minutes watching him drive to the scene.
We're going to secure the film and all the crew members. Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
I have like 200 people out here, so.
Alrighty. I'll see if.
Yes, I already called for them. Okay. And I need the film secured by whoever's in charge of the...
Mr. Benavides, we heard you give some instructions to that lady. Do you remember who that lady was?
I do not remember who she was.
Did you get an impression of whether she was someone in charge or not in charge?
I did. She was talking to Corporal Aldarete. I figured that she had to be somebody important, a director or something.
And why were you telling her to do all these things?
I think I was telling the corporal.
Oh.
Whoever was in charge. And I think she rose her hat and then I directed to her.
And what are you talking about in terms of securing the video? Why would that be important?
Well, I saw video and behind them and they said they were filming.
As you sit here today, are you aware of whether or not there was actually a video recording of the shooting?
I don't know if there actually was. I never found out.
And you were not the primary detective on the case, is that right?
That is correct. I was not.
At this point in time, other than providing aid to the people who've been shot, what's the most important piece of evidence that you're concerned about?
In my head, at that time, I was thinking about where the gun was. Hey, I need pictures right away.
Why are you asking for pictures?
Trying to preserve the scene as much as possible. I know I'm wearing my body camera, but I'm trying to preserve everything I can.
On this particular scene, was that easy?
It was not. Where's the props guy at?
We don't know if you're there or not. Here's my app.
I'm sorry, no, you have a job? We need to make sure that they are here.
Yes, they're taking care of business.
Yeah.
What else do you need there, Chief?
Look at my radio. It's just here. There, thank you. Thank
you. They cleared the gun.
Where is it?
Why are you asking for the props guy?
I think it was more of a guess to find out where the gun was.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find the gun.
And did you hear that person screaming in the background?
Yes, I did.
Do you know who that person was?
Joel.
And why was Joel screaming?
Because he was shot from what I saw.
And the gentleman who is standing right in front of you on the video screen there, do you recall your interaction with him?
I don't, other than the video. He just offered his services trying to find the props guy.
Okay. He's a guy there that tried to help you.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe he's a director, and he took me to a gray cart, and there was two guns on the cart, and he told me that those weren't the two guns used in the church at that time.
So not the gun you're looking for.
Exactly.
Discussion you're having, what are you asking about?
I'm asking about the gun, if that was the right gun used. She told me yes. And then she's talking about the ammunition.
Okay. Was the ammunition readily available right there?
It was not.
Benavides, why did you let that gentleman with the hat on go collect the rounds or the cart or whatever it was he said?
I had three deputies on scene. I was taking care of the gun at the time and the props person. I had two other deputies trying to control their part of the scene. I was keeping my eye as much as I can on the person going for the ammunition.
Did he bring something back to you?
He brought me the gray cart that originally that we had gone and we were looking for the gun that was used. That was the gray cart that he brought back.
And you saw that cart previously because the other gentleman walked you up to it, right?
That is correct.
So when this gentleman brings you the cart, does it appear to have been...
Objection, leading.
Sorry.
Sustained.
Did it seem different when the gentleman brought it back to you?
Leaving.
Sustained.
How did the cart look when it was brought to you?
The cart looked the same to me. It was in disorder. There was still two guns on top of it.
What did we just see you do there?
I cleared the gun and I secured it in the front of my unit.
And what does it mean to clear a gun?
I was making it safe for myself and for the crime scene tech who, or a detective that would look at it after I secured it.
Did it have any ammunition in it?
It did not.
What did you do with that gun?
I secured it in the front of my unit and I locked the door.
We need more units out here.
I haven't been inside, I don't know.
You spoke of?
That is the cart that I originally was taken to by the other gentleman. Same cart.
So, okay.
We got Browns here.
There should, okay, now, so this is the one I'm pretty sure. This is the, that's the one. And I, okay. Sorry.
You're okay.
Sorry.
Just relax. Just relax.
I'm so scared.
No, you're all right. Just relax.
So here's the box that I got.
Okay, leave them right there. Leave them right there, okay? Relax. I just need you.
We saw you take something. What did you take?
They were two white boxes of rounds that the prop person, Hannah, said that these were the rounds used.
And this person that you took those rounds from, the person that's right here in the center of the video screen, is that Ms. Gutierrez?
Yes, it is.
Do you see Ms. Gutierrez sitting in the courtroom today?
Yes, I do.
Can you just go ahead and point her out and tell us what she's wearing for the record?
She's wearing a gray jacket and a white top.
And also, just for the record, where is Bonanza Creek Ranch located?
Bonanza Creek Ranch is on the southern end of Santa Fe County. It's off the frontage road, I-25 frontage road.
For the record, state of New Mexico.
In the state of New Mexico.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Just relax, okay? I just need you to relax. Just please relax, okay? Just take deep breaths and relax. Can somebody get water for her?
Is she fucking white?
I don't know anything. I just, right now, I don't know. I'm just trying to secure everything.
Mr. Benavides, do you know why the helicopter is still there?
The helicopter, in my experience, lands and they try to stabilize the victim before they fly him out. The victim has to be stable before they fly him out.
Can that sometimes take time?
Yes. From my experience, yes, it takes a little bit of time.
Remember where those boxes of ammunition are right now?
Yes, they're on the left side of the cart on a piece of paper.
And are you keeping an eye on them?
I am.
And you saw what they... Did you see them when she handed them to you?
I saw them. I know what they physically look like, yes.
Thank you.
My name is Shannon Hugh. Hi. My husband and I own the ranch.
Okay, my name's Tim. Okay, so, yes, I mean, I'm not worried about the insurance, I'm worried about her life, so.
Oh, absolutely,
okay,
that's what I'm saying.
So,
no, that's what happened.
No.
No. What can I do to help you?
We are bringing a whole lot of units here because there's a whole lot of people here.
Yes, we're trying to clear them out.
Nope, nobody's getting cleared out. Everybody is staying where they're at.
Okay.
Okay, we're trying, that's what. So difficult, we're trying to hold everybody where they're at.
Okay,
what I'm gonna have you do is sit in here, okay?
Arrested.
You're not arrested. The door's gonna stay open. Since you're the armor, they're gonna wanna talk to you more than anybody, okay?
Mr. Benavides, why did you ask Ms. Gutierrez to get into your truck?
With the scene being so active, and her being the armor, I couldn't have her walk off and lose her. So I put her in my unit. As you heard, she was not under arrest. They just needed to talk to her.
Can you describe the inside of your unit?
Yes, it's caged from the middle of my unit. My windows are caged up also, and you cannot get into the front of my unit at all.
Not even if you're sitting in the back?
Not even if you're sitting in the back. You do not have access to the front of my vehicle.
Can I please have that water?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Just relax, okay? I'm just trying to, there's a whole lot of people here, so I'm trying to secure everybody.
Do you want me to stay with you?
You can stay right here with her.
I'll stay right here with you.
You can leave the door open. You don't have to do anything, okay? Hey! To the men!
Remember what you're saying there?
I believe I was telling Corporal Doretta to put the yellow tape to the med truck, I think. I was asking for a med unit to come and check on Hannah.
Understood. And why would you ask for a medical unit to come check on Hannah?
The way she was pretty much hyperventilating. And I didn't want her to pass out, and then we have a bigger problem.
Okay.
Santa Fe. If I could have a unit head to St. Pete's, we got one shot in the shoulder. That one's going to St. Pete's. The helo just landed.
and they are trying to get that other 41 stable. So if I could have somebody go to St. V's and with this other subject.
What is St. V's for people who don't know that short name?
That's St. Vincent's Hospital here in Santa Fe.
And why are you sending a unit to St. V's?
For one, for logistics, to help the detectives find out how the victims are doing.
Let me also ask you this. Is there potentially evidence to be collected?
Yes, there is. Clothing, stuff like that. Yes.
Anything else you can think of?
Maybe the projectile still in them. I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can we get a radio and truck down?
No, not at all. I'm sorry. I didn't even step to that thing.
What that conversation was about.
So Deputy LaFleur and I were conversating on what we have. He was telling me who the shooter was and who he had over there. He had more witnesses. And what we were talking about, because there's four of us now, there was another deputy that just showed up on scene. We were trying to keep everybody separated so they wouldn't talk about the case.
And is there a specific person that you're talking about keeping separated?
Alec Baldwin.
Thank you.
Production card. If you get all the director, get a production card. Is it?
Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Let me know how.
Yeah. Shot in the shoulder.
We do not. Right now, we do not. Everything is so fluid.
Mr. Benavides, do you remember who you're talking to?
I believe I was talking to Lieutenant Michael Martinez. He was the lieutenant of the Criminal Investigation Division, the detectives. And I was briefing them over the phone what was happening.
Why would you do that?
Because this goes straight to him and his detectives. So I was trying to brief him of what equipment he might need, how many personnel he might need.
Did you say the situation is very fluid?
Yes.
What did you mean?
It is an active scene. There's still people walking around, still people trying to get into the church. They're just people everywhere.
More raw courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.